Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady, coming to you with episode number 22.
Join Pat Council on Designing Your Life Today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and welcome to Magnificent Monday. I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope you had a lot of fun spending quality time with family and with friends. And for those of you who said, well, you know what? I really didn't spend any time with anyone. Well, I hope you had a good time spending time with you. Sometimes it's okay just to spend time with yourself. And there are times when we need that. And simply because it's a holiday, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be around family and friends. We have to do what's necessary for us to make the mental transitions in order to make the right physical moves and take the right physical action so that we can get the best outcome for our lives, so that we can make the most valuable contributions to our family, friends, and to the society that we live in. Speaking of which, our topic today is how to mentally change your future. But before I get into our topic for today, I want to let you guys know that we have a great Power Focus Word of the Week, and the Power Focus Word of the Week is reposition. Reposition. And now if you want to find out how that connects to you and your success life and what's the power connection, the energy connection to you, then go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, and you can read the full story there about how this, what's the energy connection between you and the word reposition, and how you can use it to create the focus that you need to create so that you can make the shifts in your life that you want to make and need to make in order to get to where it is you really want to be. By the way, while you're on that page, remember to click that like button. Our goal is to get to 500 likes. That's our next milestone. And I haven't really been pushing that this year, but now we are gearing up for 2016. Our goal is to truly have 1 million people being excited about life, ready to do life with power, and they are on top of their game. And we're all sharing back and forth and letting the world know what we're doing and what we're working on. And we are cheering each other on. It's so exciting when you can make that connection with others. It's going to boost your energy. And there's nothing better than having someone cheer you on and say, hey, great job, go for it. And I can tell you, you can do that on our Facebook page. You can share whatever you want to share with us, and somebody's going to cheer you on that page. And a lot of times that somebody's going to be me, but there's also going to be some of our Facebook likes, some of the friends that we have there on the page, and we're all just going to cheer each other on. So click that like button and let's get to 500, and let's just keep going up, up, and up until we reach that 1 million listener mark and 1 million people connecting and collaborating and making great things happen and doing life with power. All right, let's talk a little bit about how to mentally change your future. I have a question for you. Did you achieve your goals this year? Did you reach the goals that you set out to achieve, your physical fitness goals, your monetary goals, your relationship goals? Did you make any strides in that? Well, if you didn't, first of all, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel badly. It's okay. Life happens. And if you didn't reach it, though, the object of the game is to reposition yourself. The object of the game here is to be excited about where you're headed, where you are right now, and the fact that you are ready to make this amazing mental shift so that you can change your future. Of course, if you haven't figured it out by now, in order to change your future, you have to change your present. The seeds that you plant today brings you that large, exciting harvest for tomorrow. It's kind of like losing weight. When you're working on becoming physically fit, it's not going to happen in an instant, but you have to start exercising today. You have to start eating right today. You have to start keeping your commitments to yourself today. And then tomorrow, you're going to see the results of all of that. So we're going to talk about how do you mentally change your future? What's going on with the fact that you didn't really achieve the goals that you set out to achieve? And that way, you have some ideas about making that shift and setting goals that will take you in the direction that you've always wanted to go in, or the direction that you are intended to go in, because that's a big deal. Intentional living is a big deal. And that's kind of our theme for 2016 is intentional living, you know, planning out your life, having that focus, and really being committed to getting to where it is you said you were going to get to. Why? Because there's a reason. If we're all doing what it is we're supposed to do, we're going to have some wonderful shifts in our country, in our world, and everybody is going to be doing life with power. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, we're talking about how to mentally change your future, because everything you possessed, everything you've done up till now is based on your consciousness. And all gain is the result of an accumulated consciousness. And on the contrary, the other side to that coin is all loss is the result of a scattering consciousness. So what that means is that if you set a physical fitness goal, then you either did what a lot of people do at the beginning of the year, which is set the goal and then you kind of faded away from it before the end of the month in January, or you maybe even stuck to the goal until mid-February and then you just kind of faded away and got away from it. And at some point your consciousness became scattered. You lost your focus. You shift to something else. Or if something didn't happen fast enough for you, you panicked and you started trying different things in order to force something to happen. And as a result of trying to force things to happen, and this is something I had to learn the hard way, because I'm kind of a diehard. When I want something, I go for it. And I had to learn the hard way that, wait a minute, the object of the game is not just to continue to open several doors or knock on all these doors because you didn't get what you want from door number one, but you may have to knock on several doors. But I learned that, wait, I need to listen what's being said to me as I'm knocking on these doors. And then that's going to tell me what it is I need to do and where it is I need to put my focus, instead of just kind of throwing all the darts at the dartboard and hoping something will stick. So if you've lost, meaning you haven't reached your goals yet, you still have time, first of all, because I never ever count the year over until that clock strikes 12 and it's gone into a new day. So until January 1st hits, as far as I'm concerned, it's still 2015. Power is in the present moment, and you can make some amazing things happen. Today is November 30th, and so this is really the last day of this month. So you actually have 31 days to make something happen. And if you're saying, wait, I don't have 31 days because Christmas, people are going to take off for Christmas, you don't worry about that, because a lot of your success is the result of accumulative consciousness. And so what that means is on Christmas Day, you're still thinking about what it is you want, not all day long, but you can take a moment. You stick to a daily routine. You get up early enough. If you have to get up a little bit earlier, if you have children or whatever it is you have to do, or find some time to get a quiet moment and focus on your thoughts, even if it's only for 5 minutes, you're still keeping that focus going and you're still keeping that energy moving forward. If you want to mentally change your future, you want to keep in mind that mental efficiency is contingent upon you and how harmonious you are. So it's contingent upon the harmonies that you have in your environment, in your mind, in your life. Discord means confusion. And therefore, the person who would be able to use their power to make something happen. They have to be in harmony with all of these universal laws that God has put into place. You've heard me, if you've listened to this show throughout the year, you hear me periodically mention the fruits of the Spirit. And I talk about joy and love and meekness and gentleness and faith and kindness and patience and tolerance. So I talk about these things, and I've talked about them through off and on throughout the year of 2015. Why? Because, you know, biblically speaking, the Bible tells us against such there is no law. There's no physical law that can stand up against that. So when you start putting these into play, and in order for you to exhibit love, in order for you to exhibit joy, you have to have that harmony going on. You can't be a person that's filled with discord and think that things are going to manifest. And I've heard people say, well, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, meaning that the person who makes the most noise or they scream the loudest, they're going to get some attention. And that's true. You may get attention. You might even get or have gotten some of the things that you want. But the object of the game is to have a future where your life is whole. You come from a position of wholeness so that you're always coasting in life. Doesn't mean you don't have to work, but it means you're not wanting. You're not wishing, and you're not desperately craving for something because you don't have enough money, or because your health isn't good, or because you're lonely because you don't have any friends, or you think that people don't like you, or whatever the case is. And so this is why it's important not necessarily to just be a squeaky wheel, but to understand how to use harmony and the universal laws that God has put in place to move you forward to get the things that you want. Now, here's the thing. If you want to mentally change your life, then first start from a position of harmony. And if you say, you know what, you have no idea what's going on in my life right now, everything is chaotic, and things just aren't happening for me, well, let's find a position of harmony or a feeling where we can surround ourselves with harmony. And how do we do that? If everything was going perfectly in your life, if everything was going the way you wanted, if you had all of the money that you ever wanted and all the things that you wanted to have, and you had the most perfect life, what would you feel like? What feeling would you be putting out? What pictures would be going through your mind? What kind of people would you be connecting with? And based on those thoughts, whatever those answers are, then what you want to do is do the first thing that you can truly control. And if you know what you would feel like, that's what you want to do, is harness that feeling. And harness that feeling in the present moment. If you want to mentally change your future, you want to harness that feeling of harmony in the present moment, and then create a mental picture to match that feeling. You know, when your thoughts are sent out in that manner and they become congruent or they align with your feelings, then you get this really good feeling, the sensations of pleasantness and harmonious feelings and harmonious energy emanating from you. And as a result, you're going to activate in you what you need to activate, and your power is going to kind of go before you, and you're going to attract the things into your life that you want. Opportunities that you never dreamed of happening, or opportunities that you didn't even know you needed to happen in order for you to get to where it is you want to be, will actually start to fall in place. So if you want to mentally change your future, then you want to pay attention to your thoughts as well as your feelings. You know, our future is entirely within our control. And we have a tendency to forget that because we have so much coming at us, and through television, through the internet, through even radio. So we have so much coming at us that's telling us everything that we're not, that's telling us how we're supposed to think. And some of the feel-good channels and shows that we used to be able to rely on, they've gone to the dark side a little bit too. And I'm talking about Disney. I mean, Disney was like one of my favorite channels of all times when I was growing up. And it was all about wholesome and cleanliness. And although it wasn't perfect, because African Americans and Disney during that time, they were pretty non-existent in their shows. But even as it started to evolve, they did have African Americans in there. And they really still sent a message that it's a small world after all, meaning that we're all connected on some level and that we're all people and that we all deserve to have the things that we desire. But now it's changed. So my point is, though, is that even though you have all of this coming at you and it seems kind of cool to put yourself down and to not be excited about someone else's achievements and all of that, listen, you want to take control over the thoughts, any thought that says you're not good enough, any thought that says there isn't enough to go around, any thought that says that you have to pretend that you're less than, you have to pretend that you're broke so that other people can feel good about themselves, you have to downplay your gifts because other people might be jealous. That's their issue, not yours. So if you want to mentally change your future, and of course we're talking about changing your future to be the future that you want, which is the highest and best, then you've got to mentally go there. Things can only manifest itself through an individual, through you. And you, the individual, can manifest only through your thoughts, or what's called more of the universal mind, if you will. And so you really want to pay attention. What are you thinking when you wake up in the mornings? What's the first thing that's on your mind? And see, the ability of the individual to think is his ability to act on the universal mind or things that surround you in this universe that you live in and bring it into manifestation. So if you really want to change your future, then you want to change the way that you think. And your mind is what you call static energy, meaning, you know, when you have that focus on that particular way of thinking, it means that it stays right there until it's activated. So static energy in your mind, there are things that you want and you're leaving it right there. And what activates it is thought. Thought is the dynamic energy. This is what is going to change your future. And so you really want to pay attention to what's going on, because through your mind and is the static energy, meaning that it's there, it's laying there dormant, it's energy, but it's waiting to be activated. And then your thought is the dynamic energy that comes along and it activates it. And so thought is the vibratory force formed by converting your static mind into your dynamic mind. This is what I mean when on the show, when I'm always talking about doing life with power. It means that you're coming from that dynamic position, from your dynamic mind, and you are willing to do what it takes to activate all of that. So when the individual thinks, the thought is compelled by its nature to embody itself in an objectivity or condition which will correspond with its origin. In other words, whatever you're thinking, whatever you think about, you're going to bring about. That's what that means in a nutshell. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, if you're thinking that you don't have enough, if you're not able to control those kinds of thoughts, if you are allowing your present situation to decide how you're going to live and decide that this is all there is, then you're going to stay right there. But you know what? You can be living in, let's say, I want to say your darkest hour, for lack of a better phrase, in that you see no possible way of getting out of whatever financial situation you're in or health situation. You see no possible way of doing this. But here's the thing, your dynamic mind has to come into play. And once again, remember, the thought is compelled by its nature to embody itself in an objectivity or condition which will correspond with its origin. So your static mind is saying, wait a minute, instead of you thinking about where you are right now, so it means that you're going to get what you want if you can see a better future, if you can stay focused on what it is you want. Now, that's only phase one of changing your future. But it all starts in the mind. And that's why today we're talking about how to mentally change your future. And we're going to go through this step by step. Now, this is the last day of November. And during the month of December, you want to stick with our show because we were going to do You Are a Powerful Masterpiece. And I decided to kind of hold off on that because I realized that we're coming toward the end of the year. And it is so important that you just like gear up your rocket to go into 2016 and not just making it happen in 2016, but actually planting the seeds for it to happen starting now. Power's in the present moment. So many people plan, okay, when the new year comes, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. You know what? That is 30 days or 31 days away, 32 if you kind of count today. And what you want to do is you want to take action right here, right now. Keeping in mind that every thought is a cause and every condition is an effect. In other words, whatever you've been thinking about, it has brought you to where you are right now. So if you're not making lots of money, it's not your spouse's fault, your friend's fault. It's not anyone else's fault. It's not your ethnic makeup. It's not the fact that you didn't grow up on the right side of the tracks. It is about the fact that you are still thinking about the fact that you didn't grow up on the right side of the tracks. So it is about the cause. And as a result, you are living in the condition. You want to change the condition? Change the cause. What's the cause? The cause is your thoughts. It's your thought. Your thought process. And so when you change your thought process, guess what? The processes of your life are going to change. There's no way you can change and focus on the highest and the best and not get to where it is you truly want to be. Always keep in mind that all power is from within and is absolutely under your control. And for those of you that are listening to this and you are kind of the super religious type and you're saying, well, all power, you know, it comes from God. Well, if you read the Bible says God is within. So he says he's in you. And so that tells you that you have the power to make changes. You just have to make the right connections and really have the right thoughts and take the right actions. And there are other things that are involved. And we're going to cover a lot of that on Designing Your Life today. And so all power is from within. It's under your control. It comes through having exact knowledge and by the voluntary exercises of exact principles. So if you haven't been getting what you want, if your future, if you say, well, you know what, I don't know what my future is going to hold for me. I don't know why this year, because at the beginning of this year, I set these goals and here I am at the end and I'm not any further along than I was when I started at the beginning of the year, or I didn't get to where I wanted to be this year. The thing is that you want to understand what those exact principles are. And we're going to go over some of those principles on Designing Your Life today. As a matter of fact, we're going to cover as many of those principles as we possibly can and kind of help anyone who's interested position themselves for more intentional living. Intentional living is merely you focusing on your life, putting your attention where it needs to be so that you can get where you're supposed to be. And when you live intentionally, that means that you have a purpose. It means you have a plan. It means that you're passionate about it. You're going to achieve that goal. It means you're going to stay the course. When we intentionally do something, for example, if you go to a job or you go to your office, or if you work at home and you go from, say, your bedroom to your home office, wherever that may be, then you intend to go from point A to point B. It's something that you intend to do. And you know before you go to sleep the night before that you're going to do that. And so that's really what it's all about. And so if you want to mentally change your future, then the object of the game is to recognize how to do life with power. Recognize that you are built by design to win and that the power is within you. And to understand that it comes through exact knowledge. Notice the key word there, exact. Knowledge. Now, it doesn't mean you have to know everything, because as human beings, you know, our instincts will guide us. And we have a Holy Spirit that will guide us, that will tell us, okay, go left, not right. Or this is the method. This is the direction you should take. Or these are the ideas that you want to take action on. But the other side to that coin is, as human beings, are we really using everything that we have available to us? Most of us rely on our five senses. It's been such a long time since I've said them. What is it? Taste, touch, hearing, seeing, and smelling. And most of us rely on those. That which we can see, feel, touch, taste, hear. And so there's more to it than that. And we're going to learn about that. And you're going to tap into the very best of you, the very best part of you. And you're going to see how amazing you are as a human being. And you're going to do some magnificent things. And what do I mean by magnificent? Magnificent things to me. Those are things that you always wanted to do. And you always wanted to see yourself manifest certain things. And if for whatever reason you're asking yourself, I don't know why this doesn't happen for me. I really wanted to be successful in this direct sales business. I really wanted to be successful on the job and get that promotion. I really wanted my business to go to another level. I don't know why this isn't happening. Well, the key is to understand more about who you are and your authentic personal power, what I like to call your internal app. I talk about that in my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success. If you want to check out a copy of it or at least read a little bit, you can go to Amazon.com and you can read the first few pages of it and check out the table of contents, and you can kind of gauge from there where I'm going with the whole power thing. And you can get an understanding. When you can get an understanding about your personal power, and not just your personal power, but your authentic personal power. Because although we all have a kind of power, we all have the consciousness that we need in order to mentally change our future, we're not all meant to go in the exact same direction and do the exact same thing. Some people are singers, dancers, writers. Some people are meant to build computers, so in the technology field. Some people are meant to sell insurance and be sales, but not sell all the same products. So this is what it's all about. It's about tapping into that. And once you can tap into your internal app, you are really going to make some amazing things happen in your life. You are going to mentally change your future. Now, today we're talking about mentally changing your future. And this is really all I have for you today. But I want to remind you to never, ever forget who you are as a human being. Walk in wholeness. Choose to walk in wholeness. And there are different things. There's a way to get to that. And we're going to cover some of that on the show in 2016. But for the month of December, we're going to help you kind of position yourself mentally and emotionally, spiritually, and physically up to a point, because we can't give it all to you in 30 plus days, so that you can really start to manifest on a level that is important to you. As I say goodbye for today, until I wish you guys a magnificent Monday, I want to remind you guys that you can, you don't want to miss any of the episodes in December. So you want to go to iTunes and subscribe to our show. Not only that, you can give us a rating. That way we can get a ranking. I would certainly appreciate that. If you're learning something from our show, take the time to rank our show. Rate our show so we can get a ranking, and also subscribe on iTunes. That way you will never miss an episode. You'll always know when the new episode is coming up. You can also go to Stitcher. If you're on your mobile phone, you can download the Stitcher app to your mobile phone, and you can give us a ranking there or a rating there so that we can get our ranking. As you know, we're making a lot of changes on Designing Your Life Today. And so, we can't do it without you. You guys got us to almost 300,000 listeners, and the goal is to get to 1 million listeners so that 1 million people can interact and connect. And we're going to set other systems in place so you guys can kind of contact and connect with one another. And you guys can help each other, because one person may know something that another person needs to know, and vice versa. And so you guys can do life with power that way. That's a big part of doing life with power. It's a big part of cultivating fruitful relationships. So thank you for taking the time to subscribe to our show and to leave us a rating. We'd appreciate it. You can leave your comments there. And also, check us out at blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. We have links there that you can click on. And we have a brand new look on our website, so you can go and check out our website. We made it simpler. It's easier to navigate through, so it's not so chaotic there. And we kept it very simple for you guys. We want to make it easy for you to get the information that you need to get to do life with power. You guys have a magnificent Monday.